From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk has decided to retire the 30th of June instead of waiting until his term is completed. Falk previously announced he was not seeking re-election. He cites sweeping changes in the Public Employees Retirement Association Police and Fire Fund, which would significantly reduce his deferred pension if he remains in office as of July 1st. In a letter to the county commissioners, Falk acknowledges it is the board's responsibility to appoint his replacement until the end of his term in January of 2015. He recommended Chief Deputy Leif Lundy to that position. Lundy has held the chief deputy position since February of 2005. Both Lundy and Deputy Pat Eliason have announced their intentions to run for Cook County Sheriff in the November election. Minnesota legislative leaders agreed on nearly $900 million construction bill that still needs House and Senate approval this week before going to Governor Mark Dayton to be signed into law. According to the Duluth News Tribune, the bill includes $1.15 million more for the Poplar River Watershed District. The newly built system pumps water from Lake Superior to the Lutzen Ski Area for snowmaking, as well as to provide water to nearby lodges and townhomes. The bill gives Lake Superior College $5.27 million for renovation and revitalization of its allied health facility on campus, which includes renovations for the physical therapy and dental hygiene programs. The Northeast Higher Education District, which includes Itasca, Rainy River, Vermilion, and Hibbing Community Colleges, would get $3.3 million for science labs and classrooms. The University of Minnesota Duluth would get the first installment for a new chemical sciences building. The Red Lake Band of Ojibwe has elected a new tribal chairman in northwestern Minnesota. Members voted tribal treasurer Daryl G. Secchi Sr. into the tribe's top office on Wednesday. He received nearly 54% of the vote among the four candidates. Incumbent Floyd Buck Jourdain received 36%. He was elected in 2004. It looks likely the Upper St. Anthony Falls Lock in Minneapolis will be closed to keep invasive carp from running up the Mississippi River. On Tuesday, U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar led members of the Minnesota's congressional delegation in announcing that Senate and House conferees had agreed to the closure within a year. Both chambers still need to pass the plan, which is part of a larger water infrastructure bill, but generally full approval follows conference committee agreement. The White House has not expressed any opposition to the plan. The lock is the least used of any operated by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, but there will be impacts. Several industrial companies in the metro use barges to avoid hauling materials on roads, and recreational boaters use it as well. The lock is seen as the closest thing to a foolproof barrier to prevent the fish from moving upstream, where their next obstacle would be the Coon Rapids Dam. That dam is amid renovations to reduce the chance of the carp, bighead, and silver getting past it, but there could be opportunities during heavy flooding. Once past Coon Rapids, the fish, formerly known as Asian carp, would have largely unimpeded access to the Rum River, which flows out from Lake Mille Lacs, as well as a litany of waters farther up the Mississippi, which starts in Lake Itasca in the heart of Minnesota. In a recent report to the Carlton County Board, Land Commissioner Greg Berno said the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering listing the northern long-eared bat as endangered under the Endangered Species Act, which designates animals and plants that are in danger of becoming extinct. He said the bat's common in states east of Montana all the way to the eastern seaboard, and its population has experienced a 90% drop-off rate in recent years due to its vulnerability to white nose syndrome. Bernou said other bat hibernation sites also have been found in the Duluth area, a cave in southern Minnesota, and in the Sandstone Highway Department. Bernou said the Fish and Wildlife Service decides to move forward with the listing, it could have a significant impact locally. During the months of June, July, and August, the bats are in their summer habitat, roosting in tall trees, snags, buildings, and rock shelters, raising their young. He explained that would mean permits would be needed to remove trees or buildings or perform road or bridge work or any other types of construction during those times, and other activities might be prohibited entirely. Bernou said bats are voracious insect eaters and important pollinators, and he added they are a critical link in the natural food chain. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.